We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Show. We are talking Saturday's five-game slate at DraftKings. I'm Adam Zdroik, joined by the usual duo, Ryan Belongi, at Ryan Belongi, Jordan Cooper, at Blender HD. Welcome in, guys. Are we ready for the first Manchester City slate of the season? Real main slate of the season, and also the first five-game slate. I believe it was four games last week. Jordan, are you ready for the Erling Haaland introduction to DFS at DraftKings here?
In cash games, I may be ready for it, depending on how many goals he scores.
Yeah, that's gonna be the main thing. Ryan, you touched on the beginning of your article. Check that out, rotowire.com. And you just, right off the bat, you just started with the Erling Haaland and De Bruyne conversation. And the thing that popped out to me is we currently have Haaland at minus 280 odds to score. That's like Lewandowski odds to score in Champions League against, you know, a low-end team. I guess that's even Bundesliga odds to score here. But that seems – I can't remember the last time I saw those kind of odds in the Premier League to score. Surprising? I don't know. But – Ryan, just your thoughts here on this, on the Erling Haaland selection, and how popular you think he's going to be in GPPs?
So didn't love City slates before, but now I think we're going to like them even less going forward. I just started my article off talking about Haaland and KDB. You know, on the podcast we did right before the season started, I mentioned, you know, that I pretty much just mindlessly jammed KDB on every slate last year, and it worked great. And that is just, it's not going to work this year now that they have Haaland. I mean, City have never really had a number nine like this who's going to score a ton of goals. In cash game or in GPPs, he'll be popular. I think you can afford him. There's some value at forward, at midfield. He's going to be popular. I mean, I don't know. That's these City slates are going to be annoying trying to choose, but the rest of the slate I like.
I noticed you said Haaland. Are we doing Haaland or are we doing Haaland?
Whatever. Haaland. I mean, I say tons of names wrong.
We're just going back to that. We had the long discussion of Cancelo and Cancelo and Cancelo last year.
So Haaland. Okay.
All right, but yeah, looking at the odds here, implied goal total, Manchester City, 2.77, much higher than anyone else. And they also have clean sheet odds, near 60%. Arsenal are home against Leicester City. Their implied total is at 2, and then everyone else is kind of – actually, the thing that stands out here is we got all the five home teams are favored. So that is pretty interesting. But Southampton home against Leeds, Wolverhampton home against Fulham, Brighton home against Newcastle. So, Jordan, looking through the forward list, we got Haaland, and is this a dinky-do slate, I guess? If you do Haaland, are you just going all the way down? Is that what we're doing here?
I don't think you play Haaland in cash games.
Okay, so I guess that's the first question. No Haaland in cash games.
I think forward is is ulcer level.
I think it's a true dinky do slate, Jordan, like your favorite.
The true dinky? I'm not
maybe
sure.
Maybe not the true, but like whatever Gibbs White is and then someone below him.
Right. I could see if you don't play Haaland. The problem with this, first off, at 11,000, Haaland pretty much needs two to kill you.
Yep.
To do damage. If he just scores one goal, who cares at 11,000? I can make that mm-hmm. up elsewhere. We got midfielders to play. We got deep defenders to play. So I like the utility spot. Like if I could play no forwards this late, it would be great. Right. But you got to play two. I'd rather just play one even, but I don't even like playing one. So like to spend 11,000 on Haaland, just like you'd need two goals in order for that to be worth it. But then underneath him, you got guys like Pascal Gross and Bukayo Saka at 9,700 and 9,300. They have higher, I would, theoretical floors, but they're also expensive. They lead you to very similar constructions that you'd make with Haaland anyway. So I don't think you're gaining much. You're gaining a little bit of floor safety, but Haaland is minus 270 to score. So like, if you're going to play Gross or Saka, might as well just find the money and play Haaland at that point. So that's why, like, I'm knocking out guys like Gross, Saka, Gabriel Jesus at 9,000 for Arsenal. Like, and even guys like Podence. The highest I'd go, maybe Phil Foden at 8,000. But I think you're kind of playing Foden for a goal assist chances created at that price anyway. So it's not, what's the difference between his floor, other than being in a great spot home against Bournemouth, and guys that are underneath. That's why, like, going down to, like, if Matinho is out, which it looks like he will be, I don't mind playing more Gibbs White at 6,600. I mean, it's not sexy or anything, but it is a positive matchup home against Fulham. You know, you have to expect the Wolves will probably get a decent amount of set pieces. And if he's splitting with Neto, and Neto on this slate is midfield only. So, like, Neto would be like, okay, where's Neto? There's my forward spot. You can't do that. And, like, a lot of Neto's value comes in the fact that he fills a forward spot. Him just at midfielder isn't nearly as valuable. His price is what? 8,200? Yeah, that ain't happening when Ward-Prowse is 700 more. So I see, like, Gibbs White. I guess you could get away with like the Newcastle guys, St. Maximin or Almiron, but I'm looking down. I'm like Rodrigo. I mean, I prefer Rodrigo over Bamford, but Bamford has better goal scoring odds. Do you go Adam Armstrong or Joe Aribo if he's in?
I think that was a really good breakdown. I agree with pretty much all of it. Yeah, I think you just go with a Southampton guy. I mean, those other guys that you mentioned.
You hear my voice. Like, I'm not thrilled about any of this.
No, but 4,500 is a good price. And it's the same as Gibbs White. Both Southampton and Wolves are home favorites. So I think that pushes those guys just over the top a bit. So I could see Pascal Gross like being sort of popular in cash. I don't know. I never really pay attention too much, but
seems too expensive though. 9,700.
He seems too expensive to me, but I think people still like him at home and he scored two goals last week.
That's
I don't know.
Nuts. That's nuts.
I prefer Saka, but yeah, I would start with Gibbs White and then someone below him for cash. I'm anxious to hear, Jordan, who you're going to play in the flex. When we get there. I mean, for
when
cash.
We get there, depending on your construction, maybe a midfielder.
Yeah, that's what I had. Yeah. Yeah.
So is anything going into your thoughts here that Haaland should probably be like 12K because he's minus 280 to score? Does this play into anything here?
It's all in the relation of the slate. I think it's not like we have like underpriced people everywhere where he's like,
I think Southampton are underpriced technically.
Yeah, I think you're right. Southampton are technically a little underpriced. I think Arsenal is around properly priced. I mean, Man City is. It's weird to say on this slate that Man City are what exactly are they? They have a 2.73 implied goal total with a 90% win odds and a 62% clean sheet chance. And I don't consider any of their players to be priorities.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. It's crazy.
I want to play them, but based on construction and price and the way that they production gets spread out amongst them, I couldn't nail that. It's weird to say that. I think it's weird to say the one that I'm more likely to prioritize is actually Joe Cancelo.
Yeah.
Than Kevin De Bruyne when we get to it. But I'm like, I don't think you need to play Foden or Haaland. I even think in GPPs, I think Foden and Haaland are going to be very popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. It's crazy when, you look at those odds for City, and I don't think you need any of those guys for cash or any of the City players for cash either. The guys I was considering most would be probably Ederson and then Cancelo. So then I was thinking, the reason I was asking about flex is because I was ending up with, let's say Pedro Neto there or some high-priced midfielder. But that's not too far away from Haaland. So, you can make a quick 1v1 to get there, too. It was something to think about, at least. If you didn't pay up for Ederson, if I didn't pay up for Ederson, I could, get to Haaland at flex instead of a Neto.
I think based on my blocking strategy for at least cash games, if you're not playing Haaland, I think you're more likely to play Ederson.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do too. And I think it makes sense. Yeah. I think you should play Ederson if you're not playing Haaland.
If Mahrez starts over a Grealish or something, does that change any thought process here?
Maybe actually. Yeah. I mean, he'd probably be on penalties and definitely would take half the sets. 9,200 is a pretty decent price. He's better than Gross. And, he probably has a higher floor than Saka. At least most people think so. So, yeah, I mean, you could probably go to Mahrez.
Okay, here's a question. If Mahrez starts, do you play Mahrez and don't play KDB?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you can play KDB. I mean, I don't want to overreact to one game, but four players took set pieces last week and he didn't take any. I mean, I know that's happened before and then he jumps back on him, but.
Well, the thing in the past was that the Man City set pieces don't really matter. You're playing them for the upside.
There was another thing in the past too, and it'll be interesting to see what happens this season, but when they didn't have Haaland, De Bruyne was playing a false nine a lot of times. Yeah. And even if he didn't start there, would end up there. And I mean, he was just, he's scoring bags of goals. So I don't know if that's going to happen anymore with Haaland in there.
All right. Yeah. Two shots last match, no shots on goal. For cash games, I don't know if we mentioned Joelinton. Someone's asking about it in the chat. I know Ryan, you mentioned it in your article, at Brighton. We'll see how that goes, but
yeah, Jordan, I mean,
are you looking at Joelinton at all? Or
yeah, Ryan, well, I said the ahead. Newcastle guys, so I'm Saint-Maximin, Joelinton, okay. Almiron. I mean, obviously ASM has, I think, more upside,
right?
Of course, he's a little bit more expensive, but all the guys that I mentioned, I don't. It's mix and match. It's whatever fits. I'm.
Yeah,
that's why it's like Rodrigo. I mean,
Do you guys think the Newcastle guys are going to be over-rostered on this slate just because of what happened last match?
Probably not. Nobody really likes to roster them anyways.
Okay.
But as far as Joelinton, it's weird to say, but of all the forwards, 6K and under, he might have the highest floor. I don't know. And it's really just down to the fact that
that's kind of what I'm getting at. But I mean, last season, in this midfield role, at times he had floors of 3 points, 5 points. We're basing this off of what he did last match. But I mean,
Well, not just last match. I mean, he was.
They were down a goal. They had to, right? Didn't they have to?
No, they dominated. Nottingham Forest. Or whatever. 2-0. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, I mean, Joe Linton's fine. He could have had a huge game last week. I mean, he scored 20 points, but he probably should have scored. I mean, he made a sick run, like beat a few guys on the dribble, got into the box and just shot wide. But yeah, he's fine if you want to go there. I don't really love that game. I mean, it has the lowest total. I like the Southampton spot much better, so I'll look there first. But
I think there's a clear GPP direction on this slate.
Yeah, okay, let's see.
The clear is to play Arsenal. Saka and Jesus, I mean, for their prices, they're the second biggest favorite on the slate, but obviously nowhere close to Man City. Like, who's playing Saka and Jesus and Martinelli? Who's playing these guys? When you could play Foden... Yeah, no. And you could play the Man City guys for about the same price. Like, let's say Man City, it's 1-0. And
yeah, no, I'm playing them, definitely. I've made four lineups, just like dummy lineups, and I have multiple Arsenal players in a couple of them. Definitely agree.
If we're talking still cheaper forwards, Miguel Almiron is still pretty cheap at 4,700. I mean, just going at the Newcastle players there. But in terms of Southampton, it seems like – so the new guys, Joe Aribo, it seems like, you know, he's more likely if it's Aribo and Armstrong up front. Again, it seems like Adam Armstrong is in the same position as he was last season where, you know, he went 45 minutes in the opener and it's just not, like, happening for him in the league right now. So – I guess Adam Armstrong was what I mentioned last week, but I would take Aribo over Armstrong. We could even see like a Shea Adams comes in or a Stuart Armstrong plays up front. So something to keep an eye on. De Cordova Reed, also Fulham there, 4,400. He's a winger who Fulham aren't that deep of a team. So he's a guy who should see at least 80 minutes there. So anything else pop up to you guys at forward here?
No, but I didn't mean I didn't mean to cut that Arsenal conversation off so quick.
Okay.
No, you got any takes on that Arsenal Leicester game, Adam? Because I do.
Well, Leicester kind of screwed me last week by not winning against Brentford. They allowed those two goals in the second half. I mean, overall, that match was more defensive than the 2-2 appeared. So I think that one is kind of stands out, but I do like Arsenal in the spot. I'm just kind of tentative on what we're going to get out of Leicester. They just had those moments where, you know, they allowed those goals to Brentford last weekend. But I mean, on the surface right here, you look at the odds and everything, it just seems like a spot where Arsenal should win this match, should get a couple goals. So I do like the Arsenal play though.
Yeah, me too. You know, I've been, In the recent past, anytime I've been overly bullish on Arsenal, it's tended to backfire. But I finally think I think it's the new team now. You know, they're much better with Jesus and Zinchenko and that midfield. I think they're going to finish top four. I was really impressed with the first 20 minutes against Palace. They sort of hung on at the end. You know, it was nervy. And Palace actually led possession for the second half. But that happens. Yeah, I think Leicester's in trouble here. I think multiple goals from Arsenal. I think Arsenal win by multiple goals. I think they're going to surprise some people this season with how good they are and how good Arteta is. I remember when we thought, or not, I didn't think, but you guys... you guys predicted Arteta as the first manager to get sacked. No, not you guys, but somebody, I saw that podcast you host, Adam.
It was Chris. It was Chris Owen. Yeah, I'll say it right now. It was not me.
But yeah, anyway, so yeah, I love Arsenal and I agree with Jordan. No one's going to pay these 9K prices for these guys. And so, yeah, it makes a ton of sense for tournaments.
You mentioned Heechan in your article. I feel like we should mention him. He's 5,800 Wolves forward against Fulham. So, that deserves a mention right there. Anything else pop out and forward? Callum Wilson, Danny Welbeck. I mean, that's a match with the lowest implied total. So it's really, you're just hoping for a goal from those guys in a match with an implied total around 2.5. So, it's just GPP trying to hope for the best situation, but not really an overly popular cash option there. So,
Yeah, I
anything.
wrote about Heechan because he's cheap and because Neto and Gibbs White will be relatively popular options, and it would make sense to pair them with Heechan. Just people don't like playing Heechan. He'll be underowned, and I mean he's playing center forward, so he can definitely score.
I actually think everyone in this Southampton Leeds match is underpriced because it's not like Southampton are that great of a defensive team, and Hasenhuttl is still trying to figure out his formations and everything every match, it seems like, even though there's only been one match. But it just seems like those guys are also underpriced. Like even here, once we get to midfield here, you look at that. But even Jordan mentioned Rodrigo and Bamford, like 5,200, 5,300. That's not terrible. I mean, you see Bamford right here, plus 155 to score, which is what, sixth best on the slate. That's better odds than Saka to score. So I think that's pretty cheap there for just if you're looking for goals, even. But
Yeah, they're slightly underpriced. I agree.
midfielder, you guys are off of De Bruyne. Is that what's going on? So in cash
I'm
games,
not
are
saying that
we
I'm off. I'm not
okay?
off. I'm
Jordan,
just
yeah.
questioning whether or not you need, like, I feel, Brian, would you agree with me? I feel that from a floor, from a peripheral perspective, James Ward-Prowse, I feel, has a more normal, the best way to put it, has a more normal distribution of outcomes than Kevin De Bruyne, unless Kevin De Bruyne is like on a monopoly of set pieces, that I'd almost rather play Ward-Prowse first. And if I could get Ward-Prowse and De Bruyne in, great. But if I can't, then so be it. That's why I said it's weird. Man City are humongous favorites, and I'm like, well, how am I not playing Haaland and De Bruyne in my lineup?
Yeah.
Why aren't I'm playing Ward-Prowse and Gibbs White
I
instead,
know. I know
right?
it's very weird, but yeah, I agree. I think that's the right way to put it too. More normal distribution. And yeah, like I agree. I think Ward-Prowse is the first one in for cash games. Yeah, he's the safest and it's a very high floor. And then you look at it and it's like, well, last year City against a promoted team, I would always play De Bruyne over Ward-Prowse for 1,000 more, for only 1,000 more. But yeah, no, not. I'm with you. I think Ward-Prowse, yeah, that salary, he could be 10K. Home against Leeds is a good spot, and he's got a monopoly of sets, and there's just too many unknowns with KDB. So yeah, I'm with you.
So if we don't go KDB, if you don't go KDB, you go Ward-Prowse. There are still other options to look at. Ryan probably not going to be using James Maddison based off his thoughts on that matchups, but James Maddison, 9,500 at Arsenal, pretty expensive for being the second biggest underdog on the slate. But again, that's all set pieces. And then we just go down. Jack Harrison, as I mentioned before, 7,800. I guess Pedro Neto, 8,200 is in there as well. Those guys stand out, and we got Grealish here, 6,900, fairly cheap for a Man City guy. But as we saw last season, he did not score a lot of goals last season. So there, you got that. Martin Odegaard, Ryan used him in some of his King of the Pitch lineups last season. I assume he's going to be using him on this slate because he's not going to be popular. No one's going to look at Odegaard in this spot at 7,100. So we got those guys. Jordan, for cash games, what? Does any of those guys stand out in case you're not using KDB?
Well, I mean, Ward-Prowse number one. Okay, so
Right,
we're
Ward Prowse.
already up
Yep,
here.
yep.
In this range, I'd be more inclined. I don't mind Grealish at 6,900 in cash. I mean, to get a piece of Man City, I mean, attacking, he'll probably take a corner or two. I mean, like he'll get peripherals. I mean, like I don't mind Grealish as a KDB replacement, but like in this range, I'm looking like, do I choose between that or like Gundogan at 5,900? Seems like I'd rather have Grealish for 1,000 more. Or then I look at like Brendan Aaronson at 6,000. Because I think in the long run, Harrison and Aaronson are going to be about this, should be about the same price player in the long run. Now, Harrison had a great game last time out. So I don't mind, like these are, I don't mind level players because they're in this 6K range where Trippier, Cancelo, Target, like the defenders that I want to play are getting close to this price range. And I'd rather play those defenders than these midfielders, but I still got to fill midfield spots. So like I'm looking at a lineup where I start my midfield with two guys, Ward-Prowse and Andres Pereira of Fulham at 4,100. And I just give me the two men, like out of anyone on this slate, you have the two monopoly set piece takers. Just jam them into my cash lineup and just let me figure everything out from there. So I don't have to worry about like some of these other guys, whether or not they make value. And I don't think Pereira is as bad as like a Joe Moutinho type. Pereira is actually somewhat attacking. He plays for a bad team, but I don't think Wolves is that bad of a matchup at 4,100. I think his price, we're going to see his price throughout the year be in the mid fives, right? I'm going to probably see him around 5,600, 5,700. So at 4,100 in the beginning of the year, I'll take my 8 points. Give me my 8 points for 4,100. Give me my 16 points for 8,900 for James Ward-Prowse and try to run me down. I'll get the two better defenders that get double digit points and hopefully Haaland doesn't kill me. And even in that type of lineup, you can fit in Kevin De Bruyne if you wanted to, depending on exactly what you do. But yeah, I to me, it's Ward-Prowse, it's Andres Pereira, and then the third one could be Grealish. The third one could be Aaronson. We could talk about some other cheap midfielders also. You could pair these guys together. But to me, from a cash perspective, I feel the best with Ward-Prowse and Pereira.
Yeah, I think it's pretty simple. Like you said, you got two monopoly set piece takers, and Pereira is too cheap, and Ward-Prowse is probably too cheap too. So you definitely just start your cash lineups with those two.
I have some interesting people in the cheap range, but
me like too, this, you just don't need them.
Well, you know, right. Well, you'll need them in Haaland builds.
Oh, sure. Right.
Like if you play let's say you play the three defender lineup and you pay up twice at forward. Now this is probably not a cash build. Let's say you're playing Haaland and Foden. And you're paying up a defender, like you probably need three Pereira plus like two sub five, another 4K midfielder, and I think there's you can take flyers on some. I'm interested. This is probably more for GPPs, but I it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world in cash. Is Alexis McAllister at 4,900 for Brighton? Or am I crazy?
Yeah,
he's playing central. He's playing like a central midfield role. He's not even attacking. At least that's what he did last week. So that's one thing I'd worried about right there.
I think it's a little risky. I think it's a little too risky. I get it. But yeah, he's been more defensive and he was more defensive last week.
Gross, he was more defensive than Adam Lallana last week. I looked at the heat maps. Like,
and Gross. And they move Gross up as well. So it's weird.
Okay, well, scratch that then.
I mean, from
a long term perspective, you like Alexis McAllister in a favored matchup at 4,900.
Yeah.
Like, why the hell not?
I think he took their last penalty kick too, but you know, it really depends on whether he's playing defensive or more attacking like he did last year. But yeah, I think, I mean, anyone else? Like, I think there's
how about Romeo Lavia on South
yeah, I'm glad you brought up.
Oh, Romeo everyone's Lavia. On Lavia. Jeez, all right.
I mean, okay. So apart from DFS, this Romeo Lavia is 18. They signed him from Manchester City. last week against he's a defensive midfielder though. So I don't like, he's not going to be a,
But Ryan also realized that Romeo is, if he's still in the lineup, I mean, Romeo's more of a tackling. Right. It gives Lavia a little bit more freedom.
Yeah. So this is exactly what I've been thinking of too. And you're right. And so Ward-Prowse is in there too, who has been a deeper lying defensive player too. So which one of those three is going to benefit from getting forward more than they would or more than they did last year? I totally agree. But I watched Lavia for the first time play 90 minutes against Spurs last week, and man, he was impressive. I mean, it's part of the reason why I like Southampton even more this week. So I look at, they're already underpriced and they have new players like Lavia and Aribo in there. So maybe if, you know, I'm correct, then they're better than the public thinks and they're a little bit better than the market thinks. And maybe these guys are even a little bit better plays. So yeah, it makes me like Southampton. And yeah, you can go there for cash. I mean, what is he? 3,300.
3,300,
right. 7.5 against Spurs and he looked great. So yeah, why not?
I'm just going to plug in Pereira and Lavia into my midfield. And then we got room for Gross and Haaland at forward. So I'm all set right there.
Yeah, you know, there's, I don't know, you could do that. I wouldn't do it in cash. But yeah, there's a few cheap guys that you could take a chance on, I think. The Arsenal guys go further.
I mentioned this to Ryan before the show, but Daniel James is back from a suspension for Leeds. He did not play last week, but Jesse Marsh basically said he's like our first sub off the bench. He's gonna be a sub in this first game back. He played with the U21s or something last week, so he's fit. So if you're looking at Harrison, if you're looking at Aronson, we'll see how that turns out. It's assumed that Aronson's going to be the first one off between the two. We'll see James play on the left and right hand side last season, but this is a situation where like Daniel James on the bench, however matches he played last season, he's going to be coming on for at least 20 minutes, probably, if I had to guess, at a minimum. So that changes from what happened last week where Harrison, I think he went a 90 and then Aronson went 80 something. So that's something that throws a little wrench there for the Leeds players.
It's something.
There's going to be like record temperatures or just like 90 plus degrees on Saturday, which I'm sure you know, Ryan. That also has to come into play for a situation like this where like Aronson basically was tired last week. Another thought into rostering brutal. These guys who don't play 90. So
it's brutal here in London. It's like 95 right now and it feels hotter because yeah, with the sun just beating down. But yeah, anyways, good point about James. What I will say is he also played center forward last year and he also played Rodrigo's position last year. So, you know, they can get sub too. Like
I think Rodrigo's going off anyway, right?
Yeah. I just mean like, it's not something that I'd look at too much just because again, you're playing.
You're just guessing.
Well, you're just guessing. And again, like 75, 80 minutes isn't even the worst thing in tournaments. I mean, you're playing these guys to score goals. I mean, guys score a goal and an assist, you know, in the first half. So, I mean, you don't want to let that factor in too much for tournaments, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise at midfield, as I said, a chance Stuart Armstrong starts. That's something to keep an eye on. Probably any thoughts to Dewsbury Hall here? 5,000 seems like a stretch there at Arsenal. It always seems like I keep coming back to Ruben Neves for some reason, even though it doesn't make any sense, but he seems to get, you know, a couple shots every game. He kind of gets forward here and there. He's home against Fulham. It's something maybe if you want to go where no one else will at 4,600. Solly March playing on the wing for Brighton. I mean, his numbers didn't look that great last match, but 4,400. Anything else pop up to you guys in this range here?
Mm, I like Dewsbury Hall as a player, but I'm not playing any Leicester players against Arsenal. But yeah, Dewsbury Hall played in a more attacking role last week and scored a goal. But no, not in this spot. Ruben Neves, yeah, sure. Because I think, you know, yeah, like you might have some other Wolves guys to pair him with. But he comes up with goals throughout the season in all different ways. And I think he's taking penalties with no Jimenez, you know, that would be my guess. I'd have to check. Yeah. But he definitely took some last season.
Yeah. It might be Neto, but I guess we don't.
Yeah. Really, you never know with Neto back. Right.
Yeah. So we mentioned Mark Rocha last week. I'm just seeing now Tyler Adams, 3,100. There we go. If you don't want to go with the Lavia route that everyone else is going, Tyler Adams, defensive midfield. There you go.
No, thanks. Okay.
All right, Philip Billing, no, and not at Manchester City. But yeah, it's as you guys mentioned, it's pretty in cash games. It's JWP, it's Pereira. That's pretty simple, and then kind of go from there. But
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Defender, I don't think it's as simple as that. It's not as simple as last week, even though we have Newcastle here. But Cancelo, 6,500. Trippier, 6,200. Target, 5,500. I know my thoughts on this, but are you guys on the target, or the Newcastle fullbacks in this spot? Jordan, are you going with them in cash games this week?
I think I'm more likely to play Cancelo with one of them.
Okay.
Right. I think I'm more likely to do that. Or you can play both in Newcastle fullbacks. I think a defender, and you don't have to play. If I had my choice, I'd want to play all three of them. Yes. If I had my choice, if salary wasn't in a position, wasn't an issue and everything. But I don't think any of them are like musts. I think you should play at least one of those three. Okay. At minimum, one of those three. But I think Johnny at 4,400 is passable. I think the Southampton wingbacks now, Walker Peters and Perot, I prefer Walker Peters, are passable also for a little bit cheaper. And then if you want to punt, I think the better punts are just playing Ake or Diaz, playing the Man City center backs rather than anything else underneath here. So, like, to me, that's how I view defender, that if you're building a Haaland line, if you're building a Haaland-De Bruyne lineup, you may not be able to pay up for two defenders. So maybe you have to play a Johnny for salary relief or play a Ruben Diaz at central defense or something. Or if you're not paying up for Ederson at goalkeeper, it really depends on the construction that you're making. If you're doing the pseudo dinky do, I pretty much don't have to worry about it because I could play two out of Cancelo, Trippier, and Target, or even three of them. And even if I can't afford a third one, maybe I play a Kyle Walker-Peters in my utility, or a Johnny, or something like that. But I almost feel like once I get past those top three, I'd rather just have like Romeo Lavia in my utility spot and then find a way to spend money elsewhere. Based on my constructions, it's more likely that I'm going to be playing two or three of these, three of these guys, if not all of them.
Are you doing three defenders, Ryan, again, or are you doing something else in utility?
Yeah, no, not for tournaments this week. And I agree with Jordan in that most of my lineups will probably only have one of them. I know that's a little bit of a change for me. I like to jam these defenders with set pieces, but I'm not in love with this spot for Newcastle. And these are guys that, you know, rely a lot on set pieces. And, you know, it helps when Newcastle is, I guess, more of a favorite. So, yeah, like, I think you can get 10 points from some other defenders on this slate, but I still want one of them. My pick would be Cancelo for the upside. But, yeah.
You might think alike, Ryan.
No, go ahead.
I'm in the same area here. A lot of people are just going to look at what Trippier and Target did last week, and they're going to see the fantasy points per game against that's on DraftKings and be like, oh, let's plug these guys in because Brighton are terrible against defenders. But as you know, some people may not look back at last week when Brighton went up 2 goals to Manchester United and we're holding on for life for, you know, the second 45 minutes of that match. But I also want to pull up these Newcastle stats from the first game in which they dominated Nottingham Forest by a pretty incredible margin. Just Nottingham Forest didn't get anything done. Total touches in the box, Newcastle had 52. That was 16 more than any other team last week. Manchester City had 36 touches in the box. And, you know, they usually lead that stat pretty much against anyone. But 52 is an almost insane amount to have touches in the box in one match. Newcastle aren't going to do that again. They're away from home. They're at Brighton. They're underdogs now. It's just not the same situation. So if your first strategy is to, you know, plug in Trippier and Target, I think that's an incorrect strategy. So I agree with what you're saying.
Well, for GPPs, it would be. And you right. pair for, with Callum Wilson, like cut the correlation.
Yeah, sure. I mean, GPPs, go ahead. Use your Newcastle guys. Yeah. That's not my strategy, but even for cash games, I'm not
yeah, so I you know, I agree with you. I agree with some of the stuff you're saying. Like, yeah, I don't like them, you know, quite as much as normal. But if you're not playing Haaland, there's still pretty much no reason not to play two of them in cash games. So you just can. I don't know what else you're doing.
Two out of the three, not two and two Newcastle, but the two Newcastle two the fullback three. And Cancelo, right?
Yeah, I think you still play two of the three in cash if you're not playing Haaland. Just make yeah,
what if you're doing like a Manchester City non-Haaland lineup where it's like De Bruyne and Foden or something like that, or
you can't afford two of them either in that type of build.
I put together a lineup with Foden, De Bruyne, and Ward-Prowse and Cancelo in my line, and you know, it's
well, it's you better lineup. You better make sure Adam Armstrong scores or Joe.
Hey, we got Rebo, we got Pereira, we got Lavia. We mentioned these guys.
I don't know. Like, I think for cash games, and you know, I'll preface it with as someone who never plays cash, but if you just play Gibbs White, Pereira, Ward-Prowse, two of those three defenders, and Ederson, there's six of your spots, and then just figure it out if you're not playing Haaland. I mean, yeah, I don't know. It looks too easy, the lineup I came up with.
I just think
it's probably the lineup I currently have.
Yeah, probably. There's also one that – sorry, no, go ahead.
Even if Johnny isn't a fullback, a wingback, he played as a fullback last week. They went with four defenders. Wolves did. Like at 4,400, I feel like he almost has, you know, sure there's no set pieces, but it's kind of like the same floor as those Newcastle guys. Like home against Fulham, away to Brighton. Like, why are we just plugging in 10 fantasy points for these Newcastle guys? How many corners are they going to get?
Look.
Like, Johnny has a good floor. He gets off the field. It's not like he's like a center back playing fullback. Like, he's going to get off the field.
No, I agree with you. Like, I do like Johnny. I wrote about him. Jordan mentioned Johnny. So, like, I'm with you. They're like, it's close, but, you know.
I know he doesn't take set pieces, and that's, you know, that's everything.
For cash, like, okay, Johnny could still score 2 points in this spot, and that's going to happen, like, more than just a few times. Whereas, you know, those Newcastle defenders with set pieces, they still probably should get 10 points. I mean, probably. You probably just play them. No, you're never sure.
Why are we giving them 10 points?
I mean,
let's look back at last season.
Set pieces. I don't know.
At Burnley, at the end of last season, Target had 4.7 points.
How many did he have against Arsenal?
I mean, that was a home match. We're talking home against away. We're talking as a favorite or an underdog.
How many did he have against Arsenal? I don't remember.
He took 17 crosses and had 11 corners. That's not going to happen again.
Why not? What if they go down 1-0? Newcastle is going to dominate for 80 minutes and he's going to score 18 points and you're going to lose to everybody that played him.
So are you rostering Welbeck and Newcastle fullbacks?
Cash.
Yeah, what if Fulham score early and then Johnny sends in 10 crosses from open play? What if?
Okay, well, I mean, I guess.
Right, I'm just saying it's not automatic.
I agree. I just said
What Ryan is saying is correct. If you looked at the distribution of outcomes of a long-term sample and simulated it out, Trippier and Target have much more normal distributions, which means their mean projection is more likely to be hit because more of their outcomes are closer to it. Johnny, if you look from a long-term sample, you don't game log watch. You don't say, well, let me take a look at home games that do this, because that's not the correct way to do it if you're a data analyst. You actually simulate it out. Johnny has more twos and 20s, then he does close. If you said that Johnny had a 7-point median and Trippier and Target have 10-point medians, like, Johnny scores two a lot more times than Trippier or Target score two. Johnny may score 14. Like, his range of outcomes is wider.
He has a lower median also. He's cheaper as well. Are you basing this off of last season?
No,
you don't base Johnny anything off of last season. You base it off a long-term sample of running all of the stats.
I don't know how many twos Johnny has had, though. He's always been a pretty solid player.
Adam, you don't do data analysis by analyzing results. You do data analysis by running simulations.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how many. If you should never, and I may be highlighting things that you do that you shouldn't be doing. There are 38 games played last year. And if you say, okay, I'm going to go and see how many times Johnny scored more or less than seven, and then base your decision on if he's going to go over or under seven on a bet, like, that is not the right way. That is why people lose at betting. Like, you should be analyzing. There are certain games, like, it's all noise. Like, every game is different. So in soccer, you have to take, what has Johnny done? And you have to take Johnny's stats from when he wasn't even on Wolves. You have to take Wolves' stats as a fullback when Johnny wasn't in the lineup. And how does a fullback play in that system? You have to do all of that. Now, do I do all of that? Of course not. Right? But that's what you would have to do. So making things like, well, let's take a look at 38 games last season and how many times Johnny put up two. Well, here he put up 4.7. Here he put up 19. None of that means anything. It's not last season. It's this game right now. And the distribution of outcomes between Trippier and Target versus Johnny is clearly more normal for Trippier and Target because of their set piece floor. Like, it's clear. You don't have to do any data analysis to know that guaranteed set piece points when they get them is going to make your range of outcomes narrower.
What if it's also clear to me that Wolves are in a better spot home against Fulham than Newcastle are at Brighton?
That's already considered in it.
Is it considered though? Those guys are priced the same as they were last week in the opener.
Okay, so we're talking for cash games.
Yeah.
For
so GPPs, Adam, like, yeah, I was just gonna say
for GPPs, I agree with you, Adam.
That's
for GPPs,
why you play Johnny in GPPs, Adam. Right. Like, exactly. Because
Newcastle's ceiling is lower. Which means if you're jamming in, if Trippier's going to be 48% in the large field GPP, you fade him.
I'm going to join a cash game with you in it. I'm going to use Johnny, and I'm going to beat you. That's how it's going to go.
I mean, you could.
I'm not saying to use Johnny. I'm saying in a construction without Haaland, there's no reason not to. What am I supposed to do? Leave money on the table? I mean, like. Here's the question. This would be the question. Do you play Gibbs White at 6,600 or Rodrigo at 5,300? But with Rodrigo, you get Trippier. And with Johnny, you get, with the other, you get Johnny or Ederson. Like,
I had 100% play Gibbs White.
Right? It's like one or the other. It's like, what's the trade off? It's not just a 1v1.
I mean, I'd still play Gibbs White, but in that situation. But
let's say you're playing Gibbs White and Haaland in your lineup.
Would
you trade out Gibbs White for Rodrigo in order to get Trippier versus Johnny? The question may be no for GPP because you're not playing Gibbs White for a ceiling. You're playing Gibbs White for a floor. You'll play Bamford in that lineup for a ceiling. So really, the question is not which one is better. It's which format are you playing? And in cash games, you want the players with the highest median projection to have the narrowest range of outcomes versus playing guys that have high variance. Variance is positive for you in GPPs. It's negative for you in cash games. So the whole argument we're making here is that the Newcastle forwards, even in an away matchup against Brighton, are more likely to hit their median than Johnny is to hit their median, regardless. But from a ceiling perspective, Johnny has a wider range of outcomes, so it makes more sense to play a lower-owned Johnny and a cheaper Johnny in GPP.
Yeah. I agree. Adam, I see what you're saying. Like, so Johnny was pretty good last year in that it is a small sample. And it was, we were surprised to see him, crushing.
He's off two ACL injuries
consistently like that. Yeah, but we've been playing Johnny for years. I mean, since I started playing soccer DFS, I remember Jordan joking about him on podcasts. Like, he was in conversations back then. He was incredibly inconsistent back then. I see what you're saying though. Like, a player can change. There's a new manager, new team. Like, is he better now for DFS than he used to be? Maybe, even probably, but it's still, the sample is still way too small, and everything Jordan said, the range of outcomes is just much wider than guys with set pieces, where it just doesn't make sense really for cash games. I mean, I see what you're saying though. Like, I like that spot better than Newcastle's spot.
It also depends what you're doing with the extra $1,000,
$1,500. Right, it's not a 1v1.
Yeah. Otherwise, a defender. I mean, we could go down here. The one I noticed on the odds, like, we have some weird odds for the Leeds fullbacks are surprisingly high for some reason. So if you follow odds, you can get both. You can get Christensen at plus 700 to score, and you can get Diego Llorente at plus 850 to score. So if you want to plug those guys in for goals, there you go. Jordan's like, what?
Yeah, why are those odds like that? That has to be.
I don't know. Something seems wrong.
It normally would be like plus 1,800 or something. I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah, they're even above Shane Duffy here at plus 1,000.
Oh, okay. No one can be above Shane Duffy.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I guess we gotta mention Zinchenko here. We didn't talk about him. 6,000, not in cash games, any GPP. No, I'm getting some.
Yeah, in your head. Definitely not in cash games, but even in GPP, it's tough. But But I think it's okay with Arsenal. Like, he was much more forward than I thought he was going to be. And that makes sense with Ben White at right back. So, like, I think that would happen again. Zinchenko can score and he can assist. I mean, we just saw it. So I would probably, you know, pair it with Arsenal guys. But, yeah, you know, I think it's fine because I'm not in love with the Newcastle guys. And I don't see many people rostering Zinchenko. So it's fine for tournaments. I see this guy in chat. Sorry, I just saw it. All this Callum Wilson and Newcastle talk. I guess we didn't really mention Callum Wilson.
Well, yeah, I'm just not. Yeah, the Newcastle fullbacks with them. There you go.
Yeah, right. I'm just like this guy's. I agree. Wilson's been good and Newcastle have been great. Yeah, I agree 100% with this guy. I'm just not really targeting that game. It has a low total. We know last year, I mentioned this last year, and Adam rips on me for it, but I don't love playing guys at Brighton. Now, you know, we saw a couple times, of course, they give up three or four, whatever, but it seemed to work out most of the time too. If you want to play Wilson and your Newcastle guys, the argument is that they'll be very low owned. So yeah, it is fine in GPPs. It's just not a spot I'm really looking at.
Yeah. You know, Brighton allowed 23 goals in 19 home matches last season. So I think the cheapest fullback we're getting here is Pascal Strike again, everyone's favorite. He had a floor 7.1 last match, but he's 3,400. I guess you have the Bournemouth guys down here for fullbacks, but no one's really looking at them. Anyone else that stands out you guys want to play here?
I'd rather play the Man City center back.
Yeah, Ruben Diaz, pretty cheap here, 3,500 when you're considering the 60% clean sheet chance. He should be 4,000 something, so.
Yeah, same. Give me the Man City center backs. Yep.
Yeah. All right, goalkeeper. We mentioned Ederson, so
there's no other person to mention.
It seems like if you don't go Haaland, you're going Ederson, correct? But if you or don't go
Ederson is 1,000 underpriced on this slate. Like, based on the dynamic pricing, like, they always price it like this. Man City are 90% win chances, 62% clean sheet chances. Ramsdale is what? It's 100 cheaper than Ederson.
It's almost funny that he's only 100 cheaper.
Right. 62% win chances, 38% clean sheet chances. So, like, from a perspective, like Ederson should be what? 6,800 on this slate in comparison to those odds? I mean, to me, it's very clear that, like, you're either playing Ederson or you're paying all your there's no point in anyone else. I mean, obviously in GPP, whatever, who knows what happens. But in cash games, I think you're going Ederson and if you go down to whatever, it really doesn't matter. Probably Danny, if you're not playing, people probably won't play Arsenal in cash. So you're playing Danny
Ward.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. Definitely Ederson. I would play Ederson. Ederson's underpriced. Ederson. Yeah, I agree with all that. I would not play Danny Ward in cash. I mean, at least try to get up to Pope or Rodak or someone. Yeah, I mean, I know anything can happen, but I don't want to get killed when Leicester lose 3-0. At least you think those other guys can come away with a clean sheet.
How about Travers? Why don't you just play Travers and just hope for a ton of saves?
Yeah, so that's okay. That'd be more okay. That'd be more okay.
Well, why can't that be the same with Ward? Why can't Arsenal have like a million shots?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, it can be,
it's
but
the
you're
same
just,
argument. You're that, I mean, I don't like doing that myself.
Well, you're in that like sort of in between land. Then, like, I don't even like playing Travers. Like, I know people do, but like, you got to be sure they're going to just face a ton of shots and hope they don't. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, I think I just put together a popular cash lineup here. Let me know what you guys think. So we got Haaland and Aribo at forward. We got JWP and Pereira at midfield. We got Cancelo and Target at defense. We got Ederson at goalkeeper. Lavia utility, that's $300 left.
That sounds reasonable for a Haaland cash lineup.
That feels like it's going to be a lot of people are kind of be going to that.
No, but that's a reasonable cash lineup.
Well, I mean, based off what you guys are talking about, I mean, Haaland will probably be 50-something percent in cash games, given
that. Probably not in the high stakes.
Not in high stakes, but.
Right. Okay. Well, that's all I care about. I do not think the Haaland lineups are personally. Maybe I'm wrong.
That's kind of the only way you can go, though.
Saramek and Redcoat and Pugh all have Haaland in their lineup and they kill me or something like that.
I'll give you one because this actually works kind of perfect. So Pereira, Ward-Prowse, right? Gibbs, White, Aribo. Like plug those four in. Plug in the best Ederson and Target. So you got six. You got those six, right? Then this was the 2v2 I was talking about. It'd be easy to just go, you know, I'm not Trippier, and then you see what you get. But if you wanted Haaland, you just have to play Ruben Diaz. So, like, you know, what's the better 2v2, Haaland or Ruben Diaz or Neto and Trippier?
Yeah, but I don't think you played Neto at a midfield only at 8,200.
Yeah, but so who are you playing? That's why I asked earlier about. I'm anxious to hear who you're playing in the flex because the flex.
Well, that's why I said I think the flex ends up with me either playing the third defender or someone like Jack Grealish.
Yeah. Okay. I Grealish I like. I worry that three defenders, even for cash, I would maybe want a little more upside. I don't know. Like I like Neto's chances of scoring 25. Like it just bails you out a little bit, and the defenders probably aren't going to do that. Cancelo can obviously.
For the lineup you just put in, Ryan, this is for cash games. This is all cash games here. So you put Haaland in your utility. Would you rather have Lavia than Aribo in cash games?
How are you ending up with Haaland in your utility in cash games when we don't want to play any forwards?
Well, that was just what he came to. Like, he was putting together a lineup. He's like, you can put Diaz in.
Sorry, yeah, it was because I had Gibbs, White, and Aribo, and I was just looking at it 2v2.
Yeah. Do you guys
like
White and Aribo or Lavia more? I guess Aribo,
I don't think he's necessary.
Obviously...
He's the third midfielder. To me, Pereira, Ward-Prowse, and then if you need the utility on Lavia, then but that's more than Haaland lineup.
Yeah,
so, like I'm again, not prioritizing like, Lavia.
So I think it's fine, Adam, but again, it's the same thing. Like I like, even though like Joe Aribo is not a cash player, Adam Armstrong is not a cash play, but them against Lavia, like Armstrong and Aribo have the chance at 25, like, and you right. just win cash. So you have to pay $1,300 more. You have to pay $1,200 more for a chance to just win. So like, I like those, like Neto, like a guy that's not going to be crazy popular. If the rest of your lineup is really good and you're not making mistakes elsewhere and you have a guy with a floor and upside where if they score, you just win cash. Like I like adding in a little bit of upside.
All right, Neto is Ryan's guy. Jordan, who is your guy?
Oh, my guy? I need to have a guy?
Yeah, your guy. Your guy. You know these people personally. You know Johnny personally. Yeah.
Oh, I do. Who's my guy? Maybe it's
I think it's Target. That's your guy.
No, why would Target be my guy? Maybe it's Alexis. Maybe Alexis McAllister.
Yes, we turned you off of him, so he's probably going to score now. So
right, 4,900.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he's still on PKs. So yeah,
right, because that I'll get the bailout PK. That's exactly.
Yeah,
he'll have 1.5 points through 83 minutes.
It happened last season, towards the end of last season. I remember he was like chalk 1 week, and he ended up playing defense and got the PK bailout.
Yeah. All right, I think that's all we got. We discussed everything. We had a 10-minute conversation on Johnny, which is always fun. Last week, I think it was Bournemouth and, I don't know, whoever, Southampton. But that's all we got. So, rotowire.com, the entire show, if you're watching on Twitter, watching on YouTube, rotowire.com/soccer trial. You can get our cheat sheets. As you can see, we have cheat sheets for everything. We got an interleague slate that starts, I believe, at 2:30 Eastern today. So that's coming up shortly. We got Bundesliga, Borussia Dortmund's playing. We got Liga MX. We got it all. Just scroll through that. And yeah, free 10-day trial, rotowire.com/soccer trial. But like and subscribe. Make sure to like this video if you're watching on YouTube. I see we got 20 live viewers right now. So thank you for watching. Make sure to give us a thumbs up. Ryan is at Ryan Belangi on Twitter. Jordan is at Blender HD. And as usual, you can find us on our Discord. Of course, you got to be a member. So get that free 10-day trial. Check that out. And we always have some good conversations Saturday morning. But thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Jordan. We will see everyone next week for another DFS DraftKings discussion. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys. Good luck.